Welcome back. Joining us now, very excited to have Congressman John Shimkus on the show. Congressman, thank you so much for squeezing us in here real quick. We appreciate it.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having me. It's happy to do it.
Thank you. So it's been 500 days that President Trump has been leading the charge there in Washington, D.C. from the position of a representative serving in government with him. What do you think about his job as the president leading this administration and the conservative agenda?
Well, you can't argue with the facts. I mean, you might be able to question the methodology or the, you know, the personality, but I mean, we haven't had this good of an economy in decades. We have more people, we have more job openings than we have people looking for jobs right now across the country.
That's shocking.
It's crazy good, and we should take a minute and reflect on that.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I just shockingly and pleasantly surprised by is President Trump's willingness to fight for the unborn. I don't think that when people cast a vote for President Trump, they were thinking social issues at all. But this, he's been a very staunch supporter of life in his administration.
Well, and you follow this, and we've had these debates and these discussions about what the government can do and what can legislators do. We've been trying to defund Planned Parenthood because of it's the biggest abortion provider in the country. And so here not through legislation, but through his ability as chief executive in managing these agencies, he's been able to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood with taxpayer dollars. Excellent. Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of people are watching. Every Tuesday we have a primary, it seems, and everybody's watching. And the House is really the chip that seems to be the most in play here for the Democrats. We're hearing about a blue wave, and then we hear other people are like, no, it's just a ripple. What's the temperature there in D.C.? And how do the Republicans who are in the House right now feel about retaining their majority?
I think we're in a positive period. I mean, the economy is. I mean, you've just asked two main questions of what really makes people Republican: jobs and the economy, easing the regulatory burden, and the tax relief that's caused the economy to grow. There's also a fiscal conservative and a social conservative point of the Republican base, and so from the social perspective on the judges and this issue on Planned Parenthood, I think that keeps of people in the fold. The generic numbers, the polling numbers, were as bad as a 16-point spread to, I don't know what they are this week, but I know they got down to even or plus or plus or minus 3%. So that's areas that we can win in. I think we've had six quarters of economic expansion and growth, and I was here when, you know, Clinton got reelected, and they thought there was going to be an issue with the when we were involved, and Clinton was able to survive based upon economic growth. So we're cautiously optimistic that there's no huge blue wave that returns Nancy Pelosi to the Speaker's office. But members know that all politics is local, and they have to do their job and work their districts.
Yeah, certainly. We know that we've heard a lot about the impact of a Democrat majority in the House, this idea of moving immediately into impeachment hearings. Do you think that if the Democrats gain control of the House, that we will suffer the possibility of actual impeachment hearings for this president?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, part of the Constitution is high crimes and misdemeanors, and they're going to have to try to figure out and defend that. I mean, there's still ongoing investigations, and no one's ever been able to, you know, find the smoking gun. I mean, it's not for the lack of trying by even some of our, you know, special counsel, and there's some questions about our federal law enforcement officials, and it's not everyone. I mean, we're not picking on overall agencies, but there does seem, well, we know that there was people in our national law enforcement agencies that had a political bias and were active in raising that and helping the Democrat Party. So it's unfortunate, but that's not casting dispersions on the entire agency.
Yeah. Well, if the implication of a Democratic controlled House is in potential impeachment hearings, let's say the Republicans do manage to retain their majority in the House. I know that the approval ratings for Congress haven't exactly been shining over the course of the last probably decade or two. What does a Republican majority in the House mean to President Trump's agenda and the ability to continue to accomplish it?
Well, I look at we haven't even touched how the president's been involved in the international agenda or tax and tariffs on this debate, and we don't know which way all this stuff is going. We do know we've got a major summit planned. I guess it's still on today. Hardcore negotiations. We know we have ISIS out of Syria. We know that Putin is on notice and NATO's being strengthened. I think there's a lot of good things when if it turns. I don't think there's going to be a change, and but that kind of destroys the momentum of reform. I wanted to. There's another issue on what the president's been able to do, and that's raise the focus on that we are an optimistic and a country that's moving forward again. We were in 8 years of pessimism, and I think that's going to portray itself at the polls.
Yeah, it certainly has changed the tone for a lot of people, specifically his supporters. Today, President Trump signed a VA law to provide veterans more private health care choices. That's a pretty big deal to back up the support that these veterans have given us to provide them with some support back on their health care choices.
Yeah, and I deal with veterans all the time, and I've got a very large rural district. They attend one of three major hospitals. We have a lot of VA clinics spread throughout the district, but for every veteran who loves the VA healthcare system, I have a veteran who feels that they've not been treated well. And so why not let those who feel that they've not been treated well access private healthcare? What does this do to help rural docs and small rural hospitals now have another access of ability to treat people from their local communities instead of, you know, really forcing veterans in rural America to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they may have to be, in care for a week. That's a huge burden.
Yeah, it is. It is good to see that we're standing up for supporting them specifically when they come home. Last question, real quick, since I have you on here. Thank you so much for joining us again, Congressman John Shimkus, joining us now. We have a ruling from the Supreme Court earlier this week regarding that Colorado baker and the same-sex wedding cake. You weighed in on your Facebook page about this a little bit. What did you think about that decision and its implication for religious freedom for American citizens?
Well, I love the 7-2 court ruling. Now we're accepting that it's a narrow interpretation, but I would also just be thankful that it was a narrow interpretation that will respect the right of the individual and the exercise of their faith. And you know, that's this whole we debate this in the church. The church should have the right to be professing its faith and live by the tenets of that faith, and the government shouldn't be able to force them to do things outside of their religious beliefs. And this is an indication that the court is in that direction, not the other direction, which I know it had organizations of faith very, very controlled. We've seen it in Illinois when Illinois's taken away the adoption ability of faith-based organizations based on a social agenda, which is not right.
Yeah, another indication of how important getting in these midterms, getting Republicans seats specifically in the Senate, too, to potentially approve any other Supreme Court appointments that might come up. Congressman John Shimkus, thank you for joining us here kind of on a last-minute basis. We appreciate it. People can follow you on Twitter at Rep. Shimkus. So thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.